91.3 KXCI Tucson. Real people, real radio. Hello, Tucson. Thanks for joining us today at 91.3 KXCI Radio, where our community comes together. And our community is you. This is Kathy Harris with my co-host, Aspen Green, and we're bringing you Broad Perspectives Radio, a program by women, about women, but for everyone. And you can learn more on our Broad Perspectives Radio page at kxci.org. Well, you know, I've noticed that when people in Tucson talk about their favorite bookstores, one store comes up consistently, and that is Antigone Books on 4th Avenue. I have to say, it's always been at the very top of my list. I really love it there, and we're so excited to have one of the owners of Antigone, Kate Stern, with us today. Aspen, tell us about Kate.
I sure will, and you're right, Kathy. We've been wanting to have Antigone's on the show for years, and we're so excited. Yes, Kate Stern is one of the three owners at Antigone Books. Originally from Colorado, Kate moved to Tucson in the summer of 2015. Having worked at Tattered Cover Bookstore in Denver, her heart was set on working at Antigone Books, and she applied as soon as she got to town, and she landed the job in early 2016. When the owners announced their retirement in 2017, she began working trying to buy the store along with her other two co-workers. In 2018, Morgan, Melissa, and Kate were able to purchase the store with the help of an SBA loan and an Indiegogo campaign. Since then, she has been focusing on evolving as a small business owner, keeping Tucson local, reading and recommended books, making art, gardening, and riding her bike around town. That sounds like a wonderful life.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Can't complain. It's not so bad.
Welcome to our show, Kate.
Thank you for having me.
So when did you get passionate about books? Were you reading at an early age?
Actually, it was a bit later. Surprisingly, as a kid, it was actually harder for me to read. I wasn't much of a bookworm as a child. My sister was. But in my teen years, she turned me on to some really good fiction. And I immediately kind of gravitated toward that and found it inspiring. And later on, when I was looking for jobs, I always found bookstores really cozy. I love the vibe of them, and then became a total bookworm from there. So it was a little later in life, though.
So you said you worked at Tattered Cover Bookstore in Denver, but that you knew before you moved here that you wanted to work at Antigone Books. How did you know about this bookstore before you got here?
I worked at Tattered Cover for about 5 years, and I decided to move to Tucson and obviously knew I'd need a job. So I kind of looked at bookstores because I knew I wanted to stay working at bookstores, and Antigone popped up in my search, and then I kind of geeked out on it. I was like, this place is perfect. It's like purple and solar powered and it looks really cool. And so I hadn't even been to the store, but I like read some of their bestsellers on their website. Mm-hmm. Was like ready to apply right when I got here.
It is such an amazing store. And it's more than just a bookstore. It's a place I have gone for years to do my Christmas shopping and presents for people. It's always guaranteed that I'm going to find something and find something unique and fun and different. Before we start with your ownership of the business, maybe we can talk a little bit and tell our audience about the history of Antigone's. I know you just celebrated your 50th anniversary in the fall. So tell us about the beginning with Barbara Atwood, Patricia Kelly, and Johnny Cunningham.
Yeah, so it was first started in 1973, actually right next door to where we are now, where Cafe Passé currently is. The three of them started it as a place that really focused and specialized on books for women and children. It grew from there. They ended up moving up the street to 4th Avenue, and I think it's 5th Street. The store changed hands, I think, one or two more times in between them and Kate Randall and Trudy Mills, who we bought the store from. When Kate Randall and Trudy Mills bought the store, they were partners in the late 80s, early 90s is when they became a partnership. They expanded the inventory a lot because they had a lot more space to work with. Mm-hmm. They really started carrying a lot more kinds of books. And they also started carrying a really wide selection of gifts and cards and all that. They're the ones who kind of made a lot like how the store is today. They moved into the building that we're in now on the corner of 4th and 7th in the early 90s, took it over from the Salvation Army thrift store. And so it was a huge space, and they were really able to expand even more their inventory. So,
and they were with Antigone's for 30 years, am I right?
They were a huge part of the history.
So when you first started, you were working for them, am I correct? All three of you were working for them.
Yeah.
And something sparked your desire to buy the bookstore. Tell us your individual journey to owning Antigone Bookstore.
Having worked a lot of jobs, retail, customer service, food service, all that, when I started working at Antigone, I was like, this is the best job ever. I just felt like Kate and Trudy were so good at making everybody feel like humans, and they seemed to like really care about each person. I was like, never worked in a place where I get like a paid lunch and people ask me how I'm doing and seem to really care, and they know what my parents are doing, and like, you know, and I really loved it. I loved the vibe of the store itself and the books. I made friends with Morgan. Melissa had been there already almost a decade, so she knew a lot about the store. Morgan and I became really close friends and started like reading books together. And sometimes we'd fantasize about like having our own little bookstore, but it was kind of a joke. We knew we weren't really qualified, but we would sort of fantasize about it. And then one day, Kate and Trudy pulled us each outside individually, everyone on staff, and told us that they were retiring, or at least Trudy was, and that they were going to start looking for new owners. And I was a little bit crushed because I loved that job so much. I was like, I could work here for decades. And a lot of people did that working for Kate and Trudy. Several people retired from the store having worked decades with them.
That was kind of one of the nicest things going in there, because you always could count on seeing the same people behind the counter. You know?
Yes, yes, absolutely. Yeah. And so I was a little bit heartbroken, but I was like, I guess I don't know if I'm going to stay on. Like, I'll have to see who the owners are. This is going to be a really rough transition. I don't know if I'm going to try to find a new job. I want to stay in bookstores, and there's not really another one in Tucson I want to work at. But then Morgan, who thinks pretty large and thinks very creative person, was like, this is perfect. Let's buy it. Let's try. And I was like, wait, what? You know, like, I almost thought it was a joke, but she was dead serious. And she's like, why not? And I started to think about it. And I was like, well, like, yeah, why not try? I'm not married. I don't have kids. I don't have a big responsibility to anything else. Why not try?
I remember when you guys needed to raise, I think it was something like $35,000. And boy, was I rooting for you. I really wanted you guys to do this. I was so glad that when it happened.
We were really grateful that it all worked out, because we didn't have experience. We didn't have assets. It took like a year and a half of just a lot of grinding and working very hard to try to prove ourselves to people. And especially being young and being women, just being in our 20s, it was really hard to be taken seriously. We would go to meetings at the bank and to try to see if we could get a loan. And
okay.
It was hard to be taken seriously. So I did not think it was going to happen.
I'm so glad it did. But I'm sure, you know, the whole business plan and whatever you had to do was probably way beyond what you knew how to do.
Completely,
but what
yeah.
a learning experience.
Yeah, we ended up getting help at the YWCA. We saw a small business counselor who kind of helped guide us.
I love that the Y provides resources for women in that way. So did you know when you became new owners that there were things that maybe you wanted to change? How is it different now than it was when the other ladies owned it?
So the biggest change that we knew we had to make when we took on the store was computerizing the inventory system, because up until we computerized it in 2019, the store was still on a Rolodex system.
Well, that's definitely an upgrade that needed to be done.
Yeah, there were a few things we wanted to change, but for the most part, we all wanted to keep the store familiar and not change it too much. But definitely we felt maybe it could use some freshening up, put a new coat of paint on one of the walls, making books a little bit more the forefront of the store. They had gotten a little bit buried behind a lot of the gift items up front. So one of the first things we did was like buy this giant picnic table and put giant stacks of books on them right up by the front door, just to kind of welcome people with really lush displays of books and gifts.
Yeah.
So that was definitely in our minds.
I did notice that change. I noticed there's way more books up front.
Yeah, just to kind of clear the space a little bit. It had gotten a little bit crammed in there. So opening things up a bit.
I've always loved your gifts, though, and I've always wanted to be a
Yeah.
buyer. I used to want to be a buyer of used clothing. I just thought that would be really fun. And but in Antigone's, there's so many unique items, and there's blasts from the past and things you can't find anywhere else. Tell us about the variety of items you carry and how you come about choosing them.
Sure. Well, when it comes to the gift items, our main sidelines buyer, we call them sidelines, the gifts, is Melissa. And she had been working under Kate, like I said, almost a decade by the time we bought the store, and was ordering already a lot by then. And now she orders most of the sidelines. She orders from different companies. Some of them we've ordered from for decades. Some of them are newer. Some of them are local. I order the cards and some of the gift items as well, like chocolates and soaps and things. My favorite thing is working with the local artists. I love it so much that I get to order a lot from them. And then Morgan orders all the books. And we help each other. We ask each other's opinions. We all do ordering. And I think the main thing, at least for me, when I think about ordering with the cards and stuff, is I make up kind of little stories in my head about who's buying them. Because sometimes it's not your style per se, but you know they bring other people joy or other people would really enjoy them. If I see a card that I think is kind of goofy and I might not get it, but I think people might like it, I'll try to imagine a little scenario and people getting a kick out of it or people finding it sweet or something. And that's how I often choose things.
I was going to ask you what all three of you brought to the table, so thanks for sharing that. Can you talk a little bit about the lighting, the choice of music, and the artwork on the walls, your design elements, your store layout, which relates to how do you want your customers to feel when they come in the bookstore?
Yeah, the way that we want the customers to feel when they come in the store is cozy and familiar. But I think that we also want people to feel like, oh, this is unique and it feels fresh and it feels inspiring, because that's what a bookstore should really be, is like a place where people get inspired. I want to read this. I want to talk about this. I think that's kind of the vibe we're going for. And when it comes to some of the design elements, I think the lighting, it's not our ideal lighting and maybe our fantasy bookstore mind, but it's what the building came with. We're very lucky though to have those giant windows. That's one thing we did when we first bought the store, was really cleared out the windows. There was a lot of stuff pushed up by them, but letting some of that natural light in, I think we really like that because we're in Tucson and the sun's always shining and it's
Sure.
great. Although it does at times damage the books if we
Oh.
leave them in the window too long, so we got to keep things rotated. Music, so we have a giant drawer of I don't know how many CDs but we have like a 5 CD disc changer that we use every day, and whoever opens that morning gets to choose 5 CDs to play. Things from Adele to Sade to Emmylou Harris to Sam Cooke. We have a female singers and songwriters, a Rolling Stones album that's really fun, that's been kind of classic. Shania Twain. We have a bunch of Putumayo CDs because we used to sell Putumayo. And if people want to bring in a CD, if staff does, we just give it a listen on the weekend and make sure it's good to go for the bookstore. People are trying to read and browse, so.
It is an amazing store. I love to go there. If ever I need to buy something for somebody, I know I can go to Antigone's and find it.
Oh, that's what we strive for.
You've definitely reached that goal. So we're going to take a music break. And when we come back, we'll talk about the importance of the arts in local business and culture, and maybe some of your bestseller suggestions.
Thanks, Aspen. And before we get to the music, I just have to say how delighted I am to have you here, Kate. Like Aspen, I followed the whole transition of you women buying this bookstore, and we were all pulling for you so much. And it's such an interesting story and such an interesting place. When I go in there, I have to admit, there's so many interesting things to see in there. I have bought more non-book items than book items, but
I've actually gotten pajamas in there and I still have
right.
them.
They sell very well. People love our pajamas.
I believe that. Okay, well, the song that you have chosen is Sister Oh Sisters by Yoko Ono. Do you want to talk a little bit about why you chose that?
I love a lot of female artists that are bold, that are eccentric and iconic, I guess. And like I thought of Laurie Anderson, I thought of Yoko Ono, I thought of Nina Simone, just people I have on vinyl or something that are very close to my heart. And then I was thinking of things that are by and about women. And this song just popped into my head, like almost first thing. And I listened to it and I was like, this is a great radio song too. Like I can imagine just like cruising around and listening to KXCI and enjoying it. So.
Well, it was a great choice, and I don't think anybody's ever chosen a song by Yoko Ono. The song was actually written by Yoko Ono, and the song lyrics encourage women to use their power to improve the world. This is what Yoko Ono says about the purpose of her work. She says, "I am proposing the feminization of society, the use of feminine nature as a positive force to change the world. We can change ourselves with feminine intelligence and positive awareness into a basically organic, non-competitive society that is based on love rather than reasoning. The result will be a society of balance, peace, and contentment." Well, I don't know about you. That sounds pretty good to me. Let's listen to the song Sister Oh Sisters by Yoko Ono. 91.3 KXCI Tucson. I love the rhythm in that song. It's kind of infectious. And now we're returning to our interview with Kate Stern from Antigone Books.
I don't know, Yoko Ono takes me back to 1971 when I lived in San Francisco and we only had two albums, and they were albums, vinyls at the time, and one was Yoko.
She's a
That's so cool.
fascinating woman.
It was one of the albums where
Is.
she was screaming on it. I don't know, I don't remember which album that was. So, what is the importance of the arts and local business and culture, and how can the arts help build community?
I think that the arts and culture of a place has a lot to do with, mainly because I think that their local businesses can be sort of an avenue. Small businesses, if you're lucky enough to live in a city that has a lot of local businesses for the arts, I know that like we really try to work to stock local artists and support them. But also, I think that local businesses can really give a sense of place and character, especially for people who live here, but also for people coming through. I think it can help form a community based off that. Arts and culture are what inspires people. And so to have a lot of that in a community, in, for example, a small business where somebody's coming in and maybe looking for a book and then they learn about where they are, I think that it can inspire people to think about community.
Okay. How do you see Antigone's role then in the community?
I see it as we're the bookstore. When I think of a great city or town, there's the bookstore, there's the movie theater, there's the radio station. I can name a lot of places Tucson has, like you guys and the Loft and us. We're the bookstore. We're the bookstore on the corner. And it's where kids come, it's where anybody comes.
I do think Antigone's is the bookstore. I remember when the Haunted Bookstore was open, and it was Antigone's and the Haunted Bookstore. Those were the two places I only went to. Unfortunately, that
Yes.
one's been gone for a while, but I'm so glad you guys are still around. Do you feel like Tucson is supportive of indie bookstores?
Absolutely. I really do. I don't know if this would be possible somewhere else.
Does the store itself, do you have a mission statement or a particular philosophy that's attached to the bookstore?
I mean, I think our main goal is to preserve the legacy of Antigone and to keep the store going and thriving, have a great place for people to browse and learn and be inspired, and also be a great place to work at.
We knew Katie Miller, who worked there for a while, and she loved her job there.
Oh, yeah, Katie Miller. Yeah, she moved for grad school. I want to say it was Minnesota.
Somewhere up north for sure. Yes.
Yeah, she was great.
She's adorable. So every bookstore has a different relationship to events, whether it's book signings or readings or book clubs. What do you offer at Antigone Books?
Well, one thing we're actually gearing up for right now that we look forward to every year, and I think a lot of people do, is the nationwide Where's Waldo scavenger hunt that independent bookstores do.
I didn't know Where's Waldo was still around.
It totally is, and people love this event. We do it every July. We've done it for quite a number of years. It's through Candlewick Press. a couple hundred bookstores in the country participate, but in your own local town, you basically hide a little Waldo cardboard cutout in your store and you invite other local businesses to do that, like at least 20 or 25 of them. And people go around during the summer and find Waldo all over Tucson, and they have a little passport and they get prizes at the end, like a raffle. That's always a super fun one. Adults do it, kids do it. We all love it.
That's it.
Occasionally, we have authors read. That's sort of our relationship to events.
Okay. Do you have a newsletter that goes out? How do people find out about your events?
Yeah, we do have a newsletter. It's an e-newsletter. We have a lot of people signed up for it. I try to send them out regularly when we have stuff going
How would
on.
somebody sign up for your newsletter?
If you get on the website, it'll prompt you to sign up. You can, or if you're confused by it because our website's a little bit dated, you can just give us a call and we'll help you out.
Okay, that sounds great. I'm very curious about some of your recommended reading selections.
Yeah, okay. Obviously, I love reading. Some of my kind of perennial best recommendations, like for fiction and stuff, one of my favorite books is Mama Day by Gloria Naylor. I just read another one of her books. My partner and I are making our way through all of her books. Last year, I read I Put a Spell on You by Nina Simone. That was one of my favorites.
I haven't read that. I would like to read that one.
Yeah, it's excellent. We carried it at the store. Let's see. There's a Haruki Murakami book about running called What I Talk About When I Talk About Running. Great nonfiction book.
That's fantastic. I mean, I'm always asking everybody for book recommendations. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
What are some of the best sellers that you have there?
There's a local author, Lydia Otero. All of their books sell amazing. In the Shadows of the Freeway, La Calle, Braiding Sweetgrass by Robin Wall Kimmerer has blown off our shelves like you would never believe for years. All About Love by bell hooks, Three Little Javelinas by Susan Lowell.
Oh, I remember that. My kids had that book.
Everybody loves it. Dune is doing really great right now. Solito by another local author, Javier Zamora. All the Southwest Books of the Year every year do really well for us.
What would you tell somebody who wanted to open up their own indie bookstore?
I would say that's great. We need more bookstores, and that's very excited about anybody who's excited about starting a bookstore. But we were really lucky to come into a place that had a great community around it. I have no clue what all that would
What it would be
involve.
like to just
And
start from the beginning.
yeah,
Yeah.
we're really grateful to build off of a legacy.
Well, I'm really glad that with all the bookstores closing down, there was also people that started to propagate the belief that all bookstores were doomed, that you guys just ignored that and you're carrying on. And we're
Yeah.
so glad. It's
Oh, thank
honestly
you.
one of my favorite places to go in town. And so thank you so much for being on here because we have, like I said in the beginning, wanted to have Antigone Bookstore on here for many years. So thank you so much for taking the time to come on today and
Thank
sharing
you
what you
so
did.
much. I appreciate it.
I have to say, ditto to everything Aspen said about your bookstore. It is just a fabulous place. But unfortunately, that is all the time we have for today. But Kate Stern, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us today about your wonderful bookstore, Antigone Books. It's a delightful place, and thanks for all you do to make our community a better place. And thanks to all of you out there for supporting Broad Perspectives Radio at KXCI. You can learn more at our Broad Perspectives Radio page at kxci.org.
So I do have a couple of community announcements to make. One is Paula Mosin will be back in Tucson for a free encore screening of her incredible personal documentary, Life Interrupted Film, at the Loft Cinema, April 14th at 2 p.m. She will once again be joined by surgical oncologist and breast cancer survivor, Dr. Karen Hendershot of Arizona Oncology, and Wendy Capullo, the executive director of Arizona Cancer Foundation, for a Q&A and discussion. Please help spread the word to everyone you know who has been touched by breast cancer. My second announcement is that Lisa Otey and Diane Van Derzen are back in town, And they are doing several performances, starting with Friday, April 12th at 7 p.m. at the Good Shepherd in Suarita, on Saturday, April 13th at 7 p.m. at the Century Room, that's 311 East Congress, on Sunday, April 14th at 6 p.m., the Desert Divas at Gaslight Music Hall, and that's in Oro Valley, on Thursday, April 18th at 6 p.m. at the Desert Mission, on Friday, April 19th at 7 p.m., St. Francis in the Foothills, and on Sunday, April 21st at 6 p.m. at Monterey Court, on Monday, April 22nd at 6 p.m., the Desert Divas at the Gaslight Theater, East Broadway. If you want to find out more about them, you can go to www.dianaandlisa.com.
Stay tuned, because next up we have Boom Goddess Radio with Jennifer Davis Page. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and we'll see you next week.